The Nomad Jeerhawk enters the Aranovar Nebula. There's all kinds of debris in this field.
Fantastic.
Rick, there's a rock. Rick, rock. Rick, rock.
What?
You enter into this strange debris field, and it is very strong in the dark side.
Brace yourself here. We have no shields.
So you come out of this dense cloud, and now you see a planet on the other side. And as you come around into a clearing, you see what is quite obviously the wreckage of a rather large ship. Coming out of this wreckage is a cloaked being. He says,
You are here for him. You are who he seeks.
You pass through this tunnel into another open area, and you see a village. You've encountered sand people before, and you're like, yes, these people, it's like as if they were transplanted from Tatooine to here. And the droid turns to you and says,
she is barring our entrance. She wants us to leave.
All right, you scream. You know, I said, no! All the guards grab their heads and drop. Some of the crowd grab their heads and drop. Some of your companions grab their heads. The woman puts her hands to her head, and she drops to one knee.
Blaster to his back. Low.
You're shooting low?
Yep.
And he spins around just as you fire, and it shoots into the stone steps.
Your job is not over.
I ignite them both, and I attack Siphus.
Hello, and welcome to Openly Gamer Theater, an actual play podcast of tabletop role-playing games from the producers of Gamers Table. Be warned, this production may contain some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences.
I'm playing Kadri Divis.
Hi, this is Dan. I am playing Xander Vex.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm playing Damus Karn.
Hi, this is Jason. I'm playing Rick Denier.
And I'm Sean. I'll be playing Siphus Bond.
Make your attack rolls.
Okay. Force point, dark rage.
I would be rolling for a rebuke.
Well, that's on me, not on you.
Dark rage is for him to
force
give
Force 23.
10 credits on the Mandalorian this time, Divis.
So I'm at a plus until the end of combat, because I used force point, I'm at a plus 4 on attack and damage rolls. Dual strike.
Reflex defense.
Right. 27.
Reflex defense 27.
I have a 25. So
yes, it hits.
That's 4d8 damage plus 20.
Pick a bad time to attack me, seeing how she's only focusing on you.
That's a
31.
31.
31 damage.
And that's just a physical attack?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So I don't have anything I can use against him.
No.
That is above his threshold. I'm going to bet.
Sean just got smoked.
Boom.
So you took it all.
He's too valuable. Your job is not done.
And then I look back at her.
Mike?
Oh, the ensuing chaos. I'm slipping into the dark.
So you're out of this combat is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. You're focusing all this damage onto her and onto that group, and then out of the corner of your eye, you see the Mandalorian step up and start blasting, and he steps back, looks like he shoots it low, and then you see Vex walk up and stick him with two lightsabers.
Well, I've got a predicament. I've got to decide how to be a bastard. All right. We need Lo to get to the thing.
Right.
Sean just tried to kill Lo.
Correct.
He's never been nice to me at all.
It's true.
But neither has Vex.
I've never not been nice.
It's kind of a wash.
But that is also true.
It's a wash then, Mark.
It's kind of a wash.
Yes. So you got to default to the job. You go back to the beginning.
I'll force disarm Sean.
We have to finish the job first.
Well, you know you need a 35 is what you need.
All right.
Because his is a 25.
And is this a force disarm or just a disarm disarm?
This is a force disarm.
Disarm. And you don't have anything in your hands, do you?
No, I haven't even drawn my lightsaber yet. I am going to use the force, though.
You need a 35.
19 plus my 15 is 34. Then I got another 9 on top of that.
So
43.
Sean, do you do anything?
I'll resist forced.
So he's got to beat my roll?
Yeah. You need a 43.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got that. No.
You point it at low. You get struck by two lightsabers. You turn to look, and then all of a sudden, your gun is now out of your hand, and Karn is holding it.
The job's not finished yet, Sivus.
I don't know what job you guys are talking about. I'm doing my job.
Well, you remember, he was supposed to get us to...
In Ferris.
Then you can exact your
clan's revenge.
A little trigger-happy Mandalorian.
Yeah, man, take it easy.
What the hell side you on? Sith lover?
Next is Sifus. Are you doing anything?
Draw my lightsaber.
Throw me my rifle or we're going down right now.
Guess we're going down right now.
Jason?
I'm leaving. I did my job. My job was to fly people here. Why I'm walking around here right now, I have no idea.
Okay, so
I was looking for parts, and it's obvious there's no parts here. There's no parts.
Volcanic sand people.
I will snag one of those crystals on the way back to the ship.
So you just take off running.
Yeah. No, okay. I know. I'm going to back away.
You still have some crowd to get through.
I'm going to casually back. I think they're focused on other things. I don't think they're paying any attention to me.
I
want to just put it in my arm.
So you start backing away. Lo puts his hand on your shoulder, Sifus, and in your... standing behind you, he says in Mandoa, "See us through this, brother, and then we'll kill them all."
Who are you going to trust? Traitor to your clan?
That's what I mean. The guy I'm destined to kill.
Well, then you can have a proper fight. Just the two of you.
All right, Lo. I'll stand down now, but your day's coming.
I don't think Sean understands not pissing everybody off.
That's not how things
He's
go.
He's just being Mandalorian, that's all.
All right.
It's in his nature.
You know, we have totally, completely forgotten about Jen.
Yeah.
So what?
The woman trying to kill me right now.
Just ignore her. She's completely tripped.
Does anybody try to stop me?
No.
All right, I'll turn my lightsaber back off.
Right, turning your lightsaber off, you look up at the woman, and she is standing there with her head bowed. And she drops the crystal on the ground.
She just needed to understand.
Dan, it's your turn.
I walk up. I'll pick it up.
She kneels at your feet.
It's knee before Khan, not Vex.
Kneeling
before the wrong person.
You kill her?
Yeah.
All right. Lightsabers come down. Take her out.
That's what you get for kneeling before the wrong person.
All right, keep walking.
Once she's down, Lo and the protocol droid start to walk. The protocol droid turns and looks at you, Vex, and says,
"The Gorfa respect strength. They do not respect weakness."
So pacifism wasn't the right route there.
No.
Duly noted.
You walk into this stone structure. Kadri, you are already there.
He ninja'd his way in.
We'll start with you.
Sorry to see you, princess.
That's a wolf,
before we started
way.
Walking away, when she, neither one after he killed her, though, uh-huh. I tell Karn, I said, I am going no further without my rifle.
Oh, yeah. There you are. I don't need it anyway.
I also wanted to use my med pack.
Yeah, me too. That's okay, what I'm trying to
heal.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly a med pack does.
I have a med pack on my phone.
And I was as well.
I'm pretty sure it just gives you...
You can also do a healing surge. If you've gone lower than half your hit points...
I have.
You can get a quarter of your hit points back immediately.
Really?
So what's half your hit points?
What's half of 76?
38 half is...
19.
So 19. You can do your healing surge now and get 19.
Let's do that.
That'll be the biggest boost you probably get.
Med packs just allow you to... use your treat injury skill. You need a DC 20
on a
treat injury
roll.
Okay.
So that goes for everybody.
And for every point you go over 20.
Anybody who's healing themselves.
What are we rolling?
DC 20 treat injury.
And that's with a minus 5.
No, that's factored in.
Oh, okay. And I have a plus 6.
It's 22.
I think I hurt myself.
Yes.
So
25.
Okay.
So you get your level plus 5.
Yes.
It's one for every...
One for every level, or one for every you got over. So, what's your level? You should be level 8.
8.
So, you get 13 hit points back.
And nice. What did I say? I got to 22?
Yeah.
So, I get...
8. You get 10 hit points 10. Back.
Okay.
I rolled an 8.
You got nothing.
You get nothing and like it.
I wasn't hurt, so I'm good.
Okay. Kadri, you move into this inner chamber, and you see that there are many alcoves and things like that. But what catches your eye is that there is, along one of the stone walls, there's actually a metal half orb from the base of the wall all the way to the ceiling. So you have this massive hemisphere of metal sticking out of this wall. In the middle of it is a square, what looks like almost like a panel, with a large three-fingered handprint indentation.
Life sciences? Any race I know with that type of hand?
It would be a pretty high roll. But yeah, you can roll it.
No.
As you study it, eventually the rest of the group shows up.
Search feelings for the immediate future action if I touch this.
Oh, okay.
I need a 15. Got a 18.
Okay, so you...
This is 10 minutes into the future.
All right, you're closing your eyes and you touch the hemisphere and Looking into the future, you see Lo putting his hand into the depression and the wall starting to light up.
All right, I curse. Step to one of the other alcoves. Okay. Cloak.
So the rest of you, after you patch yourselves up, things like that, you move on and you come into this large room. I got a roll for that too. Okay. Metal hemisphere along the far end with a panel with a strange three-fingered handprint. Lo starts to walk directly up to it.
Ah, have you done this before, Lo?
He says, that is why I am with you. So he walks up and you are all standing there. He puts his hand into the depression and the wall begins to glow, pulsing with a red light. The pulsing light corresponds with the pulsing pinpoint of light you see at the base of his skull.
I think we're here.
The light overwhelms you.
What else, Cadre?
He's right there.
Where is he? Hey, well, does that illuminate him?
Brightness overwhelms you. When your sight returns, you are now in a completely different place. You see that you are standing in what looks like a throne room, and there are crystals growing out of the walls.
What color?
Red. All red.
Damn it. What is it with you?
I don't know. It just sounds bad.
Sitting on this throne, you see an armored figure with crystals growing out of him.
Part of him. Hello.
That looks uncomfortable.
All throughout this room as you are walking towards him, it's a elevated walkway leading to this throne, and down in the below you in the recessed areas, you see that there are the people who are dressed in rags. They are no longer in rags. They are most of them nude and performing different acts of
naked sand people.
Nakedness.
Well, hello.
See, you're stuck around for a reason, Tanir.
The other thing that you see is that either they are doing that or they have some that are chained to the wall. And they're slicing their throats. You see another group holding children, and one holds their head, the other one holds their body, and they, with mallets, driving these spikes of crystals into the backs of their heads.
Is all this real?
It looks real to you.
I just believe.
Looks very real to you.
What indeed?
I think I'm going to eat my blaster.
Yeah.
Game over. Roll credits.
I'm going to search my feelings.
You even find this wrong.
You're searching your feelings, and you feel that the presence of the dark side is so overwhelming here. You feel that you could probably harness some of this dark side power and would become the most powerful Sith ever.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Sitting on this throne.
Where's the harness dark side button?
Like I said, there's this figure sitting on this throne with, it looks like spikes of these crystals had grown out of the throne that he's sitting on and piercing through his flesh and sticking out. The armored man does not have a helmet on and he looks withered.
Is it the same guy that I had a picture of?
You had a picture of.
Do we have a hollow of him?
Yeah, the one dude we were looking for.
Well,
Darth and Ferris.
Yes, the hollow projection of Darth and Ferris, you did not really see his face really well.
Oh, that's right.
Of course.
I heard his voice, though.
Yes, and you hear
it sounded like Eric.
Hissing voice say, "You've made it."
I kneel.
I told you it sounded like Eric.
I kneel.
You are here.
Yes.
Have you come to kill me?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have foreseen this, that some would come to kill me, to join me, to become me.
Based on how you look now, that last part doesn't sound very appealing.
I have seen the things that will bring the galaxy to its knees. You are here to help me do this. We will bring about a new age for the Force. The galaxy will kneel to us, to me, and my one apprentice.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. You can do it, Sifus.
They tried to keep this from me, but Simus's words were true. The Rikata did come here. After the Kwa, they brought the dark side with them, and now I have their power, the Rikata and the Kwa, together, and I can destroy the galaxy. If they resist, I will destroy them all. Which of you is most worthy of my treasures? Which of you has the strength to stand at my side? And which of you will be the first to die?
All right, so he's just sitting there. That's what he says, and then his head kind of slinks as as if that took all of his strength to say all of
it. Did he just pass out? Oh, that buildup, and he passed out.
So what do you do?
Divus?
I walk up to the throne, look it over.
What's he up to, Divus?
He's offering, you know, the strength, the ability to destroy the galaxy, to whoever is strong enough, and Vex just walks right up to him.
Destroy the galaxy, Vex. The galaxy's not here. You can't rule it, can you?
All right, you're looking him over. Make a perception check.
I shoot low.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Say, we're here. I'm shooting low.
All right, so you just start unloading on the low.
Okay. That's
proceed to
full auto.
That's a 15.
Okay, so you're looking at him, and then all of a sudden you hear blaster fire.
I'm shooting it too.
Because right, so if I'm going to die, I make sure he dies first so my clan has been rich.
All right, so you just open fire on him, and he doesn't resist. He just turns and looks at you dead in your face. You know, you're wearing your helmet, but, yeah. You know, and Denir, you're standing behind him, and you just both unload on him and drop him.
Fair play, Travis. Well done.
Vex, you're standing there. You're looking at him. You notice that all of the crystals are growing out of him except for one. One, he has, it looks like the base of a crystal, and it has been thrust into his chest.
It's the only thing keeping him alive.
No. Not thinking so.
Only thing keeping him unalive.
Make a galactic lore check.
All of us?
All of us?
Yeah, everybody can.
That's 22.
Damn, galactic 18. Lore is...
I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Big green 20 is not doing me any
I'm trying to think.
Tonight.
Do I see a place where, like, the shard that I have was taken from?
21.
Like, broke off? Clearly, anything obvious?
It's possible.
I got a 21.
Who got over a 20? Okay.
22.
You recall, all right, you're like going over some of the words in his head, and you recall that there was an incident probably about 10 years ago where some artifacts were found claiming to be part of some ancient race's ability to make super weapons. Vex, you know that name was the Rakata. You know that they made this thing called the Star Forge, which is a thing that they were trying that would make use like the power of a sun to make starships.
Right.
So he referenced them, which you know was an ancient race. He also referenced an ancient race called the Kwa, which was even before the Rakata. So he also referenced Simus, which all of you know is the name of a Sith Lord who trained Naga Sado. Those of you who went to the academy would know that right off the bat. Are you approaching, or is Vex the only one standing there, or what's going on?
I put my hand on his head.
This would require...
Right, so now Kadri has now moved up to your side.
I'm backing away from the group.
Okay. Vex, you're putting your hand on what?
On his head.
You put your hand on his head, you feel his hair, he's got stringy-ass hair. He's looking, like I said, his head slumped down, so he's looking kind of down when you put your hand on top of his head.
Take my hand and lift his chin up so I can stare into his eyes.
All right. His eyes were kind of glazed, and then they come into focus as they look at you. You are focused right on him. Kadri, you notice that his right hand is on the arm of the throne with the crystals growing out of it. His right hand is cupped around a triangular item in his waist, so it's kind of hard to see with the robes that he had or the armor that he had on.
I want that.
All right, so Xander, you're looking at him, his eyes clear as he looks at you, and he says, "Xander." The most clearest thing. I mean, he was really kind of just rambling on, but it looks like as if he sees you for the first time, and he says, "You've come to me, my boy."
Yes, my master.
He says, "You're just as beautiful as the day I made you."
I kneel.
What?
Change of plans.
I was wrong.
All right, you reach out and all right. So all of a sudden, Kadri grabs his hand.
I lop his hand off with my saber.
Wow! Like to give him easier access to whatever.
No, his.
Oh, you're going
to grab it.
You're going at Kadri's hand.
Wow!
All right, so it's initiative.
Shoo!
Natural 20.
Backing up.
When dealing with Sith, let them take care of themselves first.
I'm going to get range away from the lightsaber. Got to get a big roll here.
15.
Dan.
26.
Mark.
31.
Jason.
He's refraining, didn't you know?
Probably.
I have 33.
I abstain.
Sean.
I rolled a 17.
All right, so...
He goes to grab for it then, and I say, "This is my place!"
Jason. So you see him grab the... You see the Kadri grab for something in the old man's lap, and then you see Xander...
Because I'm kneeling, like, right there.
Right. You got a 31. Jason got a 33.
Are you going to defer, Mr. I go first?
No, I'm not.
So you see him go for it. You see Xander go for his weapon, and you're like, it looks like it's getting ready to go down. So what do you do? Which horse do you back?
I'm going to shoot the old man.
Okay. Take your shot.
Oh, man.
So you say with your
mother
mouth.
Effer.
Mother effer.
And he
he's sitting down. He's sitting down.
He's sitting down, but he's got cover from Dan.
He's kneeling.
Oh, that's true.
I'll definitely. What was that, 2d6?
Yep.
Probably ain't going to make any difference, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Okay.
How often can you use force points?
It's around.
Once per round.
Once per round.
But
okay.
Then you can't use them again for the rest of the.
Well, you burn them. Yeah, you're
yeah,
burning
you burn them.
Okay.
They don't come back.
20.
I'm coming back.
I got 9.
You shoot him with a 20. Okay. Roll your damage.
No, I mean, you can, like, force powers. You can only use once per.
Once per encounter.
Encounter, yeah.
But if you roll a natural 20 on your use force, then you can get your force power
right.
back.
Okay. Nice. Got it.
So this is a whole other encounter, but from the other one.
Oh, yeah. Poor kid. All right, so you go. And you shoot the man, the old man in the chair.
Then I eat my blaster.
All right, so over your shoulder,
after,
Vex.
After that goes south, you're like.
So over your shoulder, Vex, a blaster bolt hits the old man right in the shoulder. You see that looks like it darkened his armor, but doesn't look like it penetrated.
Should have called shot at it.
You should have shouted at them. Screw the old man.
I don't think it would have hurt any of them either.
All right. That was Jason.
Odds are I wouldn't have marked them.
I'm going to move object.
Okay.
The ceiling above Kadri, Vex, and the old man.
Okay.
I'm going to try to bring it all down.
Okay. I think I'm going to go down this side. All right. Here's the thing. And I'm going to give this one to you as a freebie. There's crystals growing all over the place. And things that had crystals in it, you were not able to affect with the force.
There's lots of people around, though.
Batter them with people. Not if they all got spikes in the back of their head.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, the whole cave ain't crystal, though. Is it?
It's growing out of everything.
Oh, shit.
And glowing.
Yes, and glowing red. And starting to pulse.
Sapphiric.
Boom. Boom.
You said he's sitting in a chair.
After Mark is going to be Dan, then Mike.
Throw the chair that he's sitting in against the wall.
It's crystals, I think, are coming at it.
Crystals going at every damn thing.
Here. This guy's been here for a while.
Not fair.
Hey, wait a minute, man.
So, is there anything around that he can throw?
You.
What about you?
Are you volunteering yourself?
May as well.
Force pull the crystal out of the chest.
Sling the smuggler.
I can't affect the crystal, though.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
That's the thing.
You can't even move one of them?
Apparently not.
Oh, wait a minute. Dan moved it earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan did move it earlier.
He did, didn't he?
So there's spikes coming out of the dude?
Yeah.
I want to yank the dude off the spikes.
Well, it's affecting him, and he has spikes all over him.
Essentially, like why your power didn't work on low.
Essentially, the only thing that you can affect with force powers are each other at this point.
It's by design.
All right.
Go ahead, Mark. Throw me at him.
Fastball switch.
I'll do the force slam that I did out in the thing and hit both Kadri and Divus and Vex, rather.
Okay.
Kadri, Divus, whichever one. You know who you are.
do it to Kadri and Divus.
Okay, force slam.
Yeah, double it up.
Putting a force point in. It's a 31, 35. Max out is a 30, I think.
Okay, so 35 on the use force check.
Yeah, 35 on the use force over you guys' fortitude save.
Okay. Yep. Does anybody have any force powers as a reflex that could be used to counteract it?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. That was the one that did force damage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the one that slammed you to the ground. Yes. So you'll both be prone after this, too. Not a great roll.
Now, I have his shard on my person. Does that help me at all?
No, it's not embedded in your skin.
Duly noted.
10, 18, 20,
25 damage.
And you're prone. Now you can kneel before Khan.
Okay. I kind of cringe at that.
Okay.
Psych myself up because I'm about to try to cut his hand off.
Right.
I take the shard that I have.
Okay.
Check it in my chest.
Phew.
Okay. Okay.
It's in him.
I think the shoving it into your body would be a standard action.
Yeah, there'd be a...
Not move?
Self-attack rule.
All right. Well, okay, so I'll do that. Attack. And then draw my other lightsaber, and I'll take a defensive position in front of him.
So you pierce yourself with the red crystal?
His
red crystal.
Right.
Okay.
You bleed to death.
Go ahead and do D6 damage to yourself.
Ah, max damage. I meant it. It's deep. Give me strength, master.
Next is Kadri Divas. So he looks like he was going to go for a weapon. You both get knocked down on the floor. And then he Vex turns around, and you see that he's got this... He may have fallen on the crystal. You don't quite know. And then because when he gets up and draws both of his sabers, he's got one of the crystals hanging out of his body.
We're going to take ourselves out.
I think we're all going to have to gang up on Dan here now that he's got crystals in.
He's trying to get us on his side.
Well, I have to try to stay on Jason's side at the very least. Also, I can get out of here.
That's a good point.
We don't even know where here is.
I'd like to point out your ship may be a galaxy away, so you're gonna need me to get out.
Why? I'm a pilot.
Not if we're teleporting.
As far as I know, I've still been maintaining the
energy.
The one thing.
Sure.
Haven't done any other. Free actions. Move action will be to roll away from him.
You're rolling away from Xandar.
I'm wearing a dart gun.
Yes.
I'm going to fire it at
Karn. Okay, fire it up.
How's he going to try to kill his guy? He's shooting him.
I'm not sure.
He got knocked away.
Let's let them murder each other in a menage a trois.
You're at a -5 for trying to use an exotic weapon. You do not have a proficiency for using the force.
Sure. Yeah. 23 dex, 22.
Reflex defense, 22.
Negative.
So close.
So a little dart goes next to you.
Can't believe you shot me with that mail order piece of crap, Divas.
That Acme tool.
Okay, that was your... So you move, you roll, you come up, fire a dart, Sean, and then Jason.
We're going with the auto fire on Vex.
Hey, auto firing on Vex.
A force point.
Okay, fire it up.
We're screwed.
That white one was hot earlier. It sucks now. Hot.
What was your total?
I'm adding. 26.
26 reflex defense.
26 reflex defense.
Roll your damage.
3d12. 20.
20 damage.
20.
Oh, plus 4.
24 damage. 24. Rick?
All right. I'll shoot Vex too.
Okay. Shooting at Vex also.
Jeez. Damn.
They've picked their sides.
Well, he did.
And we picked well. Not.
I was all kind of.
I just had a flashback.
I was still
to...
on the fence until he shoved the crystal in his chest.
Yeah.
You guys should probably do the same.
Actually, prior to this, we were like, we'll gang up on Kadri and we'll let Dan take out Mark. And because I thought you were a secret Jedi. Clearly not.
I was a secret Jedi?
Yeah. He's been texting me and noting me. He's like, hey, Dan's on our side. We just don't know it yet. He's like, he's secret Jedi. I think he's actually going to kill the Sith at the end of this.
Nope.
Oh, I was.
That would be a 23.
I'm kind of on my own side.
23.
That's the thing about being
reflex
Sith.
Defense,
you're
23.
Almost always on
your
own
the nose. Side. Roll your damage.
That which.
Did his damage exceed your threshold?
I figured that.
Okay.
16 damage.
16 damage. And now it's Dan's turn.
Oh.
So, yes, all of a sudden you're getting attacked. You're getting.
Mine really wasn't that bad.
Your blaster's now going off at you.
He shot with like an auto blaster.
Well,
I was just kind of mixed in there. You know. Mine just followed the trajectory of the burning Tabana gas.
At least we're out of the lightsaber range. See, that's why I said we backed.
What are you talking about? We're not that far away.
How much is a healing surge?
1/4 of your hit points.
1/4 of my hit points.
As long as you're down half.
How often can you?
Oh, yeah.
It? Okay.
How often can you do a healing surge?
Once. 1/4 of my hit points is...
Dan, your turn. Healing surge, I think, is two. I think it's three swift actions.
Yeah, I think it's a whole round.
It's a whole round action.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So you're sucking it up, Mike.
So we don't know how we got in here.
No, I mean there was a bright flash and you ended up here.
And there's no discernible doors
that you can see.
All we saw was dude put his hand up on the door.
I think he skipped me. I go after Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Ooh.
Mark.
I thought he said he was going after me. Like, what did I do?
I was saying. Oh, okay.
And Divas did shoot me.
That was a reaction to being thrown down. That's why I yelled.
I know, but now I'm offended.
Wait a second. How? No, you. I got shot, so I never got a healing surge. It was not my. You said it. You called it was my turn.
I thought. Yeah, I skipped Mark.
You haven't got your turn yet. But I'm going after Mike anyway. So
fair enough.
It'll work out.
Right, so you're going at now.
Draw the lightsaber. Charge.
All right. Charge. You get +2 for the charge.
Everybody's attacking everybody else. I don't know. Do we even know why yet?
Or me and you going to punch each other now? Or
yes, that's how this should go down.
Duke it out.
17, Mike.
No.
So you charge at him with your lightsaber.
I rolled crabby.
Swinging it. Dan, healing surge?
Healing surge.
It's not that you attacked me, Divus. It's that you attacked me with that mail order gadget.
Mike?
Well, I mean, on my free action, I would say to Sifus and Rick, say, you can join us.
Yikes. The Sith?
He's not talking about the Sith.
Think about, we're not really, we're a different thing.
Karn, this is not our mission.
He is. He's my mission. Oh, right.
But he shot you.
All forgiven.
The secret alliance. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
God.
Okay, what are you doing, Mike?
I knew I should have stayed behind.
I'm going to back out, stand up. That's all.
Sean?
Full auto on Vex again.
Oh, dear.
And I'm going to burn a force point.
Ah!
You need the extra noise.
30 defense. Even.
Okay, hits.
22.
22 damage. The crystal in the old man's chest pulses. All of the din of activity around you stops as all of the beings now all their heads turn up towards what's going on, and they all start moving towards you. And the old man, his head kind of tilts over to you, Sifus, and he looks right at you. He says,
I will not let you undo all of my work, Jedi.
I knew you were Jedi, Sifus.
Denir, you feel a warmth spread through your body.
Oh my God.
You start hearing a voice in your head.
Oh,
you start
to go insane. No.
Saying, kill the Jedi.
Yeah. It's a bunch of Cylons playing all along the watchtower.
What the hell?
Can I resist this at all?
Yeah. Well, it's against your willpower defense.
Okay.
22. What's your willpower defense?
20.
So, no, you can't resist that. No!
Sorry, Sean.
Kill the Jedi. Kill the Jedi.
Yes, kill the Jedi. I don't know why I'm agreeing.
Bring it!
Who I'm agreeing with, but they have good ideas.
So anyway, it's Jason's turn.
Great, I can't use no force against him.
Can I put a force point in this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he said. Sure.
We'll see what I get
2d6.
First. I'll see what I get first.
What'd you get?
I'm going to go ahead and put a force point in.
All right, then.
It's a 30.
Natty.
30 reflex defense, Sifus Bond.
Yes, I have a 21.
Hits.
Dang it. I would have got him anyway.
You are within point-blank range.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Now, if he's being controlled by the Force.
He's just being compelled by the Force.
Compelled. Power of the Force compels you.
No, you cannot rebuke that. It has to be directed towards you.
Right.
46 plus 5. Oh, that's terrible.
Yes.
Wow, that's bad. 15 damage.
Okay. So you hear this, shoot the Jedi, shoot the Jedi.
And I just go, jump.
How much damage do you do?
15.
15 damage, Sifus Bond.
All right.
Can I speak or?
Oh, yeah.
I go, I can't stop myself. Sifus, I can't stop myself.
Okay.
Don't kill me, Sifus.
Don't kill me, Sifus, please. I didn't mean it, I swear.
Mark.
Great.
You're one of the good guys.
Turn on Vex.
Lightsaber on Vex.
Lightsaber on Vex.
Okay.
21.
21.
Negative.
Whoa.
That's why I have been using my lightsaber. I'm not very good at it.
You're really not good with a lightsaber?
Actually, I'm all right. I just don't roll very well, apparently.
How many healing surges can you do?
One.
Just one. That was it. Okay. So because after Sean's full auto, I was at one.
Oh, my God.
You got one, and I almost...
I had one, and then I just got that back.
I can't believe you just woofed on him.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to force point Dark Rage.
So that keeps it for the rest of the encounter.
Right. I'm strong in the Force.
Strong. I've been
sandbagging that this whole time.
Oh, because you get D8s.
Right. Didn't matter that time. Let's see here. 23 plus 17.
40.
Is 40. So it gives me plus 6 plus 6 on
plus
everything.
Plus 6 to hit, plus 6 damage.
Okay. And then...
What action?
A swift action.
Yeah, and then that's a...
My attack, Volknar's Ferocity.
Okay.
Dark side lightsaber form, standard action, one target.
Okay.
Can you use more than one force point a turn?
No, you may not.
Okay. 21.
Plus your 6.
Plus my 6.
It's 27.
So that's plus... No.
Oh, okay.
It's plus...
Oh, you're rolling for your form.
So I get plus 2 dice of damage.
Oh, okay.
Now, attack. It's 15 DC.
Attacking me?
Yes, attacking you.
Miss.
Okay.
Reflex defense set 15?
Oh, no, plus... Plus 6, so 21.
21.
Still miss.
Okay.
All right.
So, boom.
We both suck at this. Vex.
Sean.
I'm going to go ahead and finish Vex.
All right, shooting at Vex.
Burning a force point.
Okay.
You're shooting again.
Vex, yep. Do you have deflect?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bad roll.
It says, my deflect use forces reaction to negate a melee attack.
Oh,
wait, that's why you shouldn't.
That's or gain cover to auto fire.
Don't just burn a force. We'll see what you get first.
Block and deflect are different. One's melee and one's ranged.
13, yeah.
You have block, not deflect.
24. I have both.
24.
Then yes, you can deflect these.
Yeah.
24.
Okay, reflex defense 24.
23. Yes.
So you can roll your deflect.
Right, so I would have to,
you make a use force check, and you 24. Need beat a 24.
17 plus 5 plus 17, 22 plus 3 is 25. What did you roll?
25.
No,
you're
24.
No, 24, yeah.
You deflect. Jason.
Kill the Jedi.
I still can't resist this.
25.
No.
Cyphus, you're standing there. Now you've got Rick shooting at you. You're shooting at Vex. And you notice that all of the people down in the recessed area are now crawling up with glazed looks in their eyes and slavering mouths.
Basically, this is not going well until I kill the old man.
Damn it.
Jason.
I don't think I need to use a force point on that one. That's a 27.
See, Sean, this is when you need your gook.
Yeah.
27.
I have a flamethrower.
Hey,
27.
That could come in handy.
Reflex defense
quick.
27.
27.
Yes.
19 damage.
19 damage, Cyphus Bond.
I can't help it, Cyphus. I can't help it.
No problem.
I can't stop myself.
Mark.
Trying again. Finish off Dan.
Okay. No.
I thought it'd help. I was wrong.
Once Dan goes down, taking out the old
natural,
man.
Natural 20.
Oh.
31. Critically's.
31.
Block.
You'd have to beat a 31.
Force,
well,
forces
you'd need a 20. To
use forces reaction to negate a melee attack or gain. No, natural. No, I would just need a. I would just need to beat his roll. Natural 5.
So no.
Yeah, if he'd rolled a 20, that would have been.
That would have been like epic.
Yeah. Yes. Epic.
So that's 14. 20, 25, 29 damage.
Damn. The old man says, "The Heartstone. Take the Heartstone. Become me."
All right.
No. Take Dan out. Take Dan out.
I'll do it.
On your turn.
You say you agree. The old man pulls the stone out of his own chest and hands it to you.
Oh, what? I thought he was going to shove it up my ass.
Shenanigans.
Nope. It's your action.
Okay.
But his body just almost shrivels, and he just kind of is now very listless.
Am I free?
At the moment. Dan, it's your turn.
Okay, so I have this thing in my hand.
Yes.
In one hand. And he's got this thing in his other hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab it as well.
Okay, from where you're standing, you see exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's a holocron.
Oh.
A Jedi holocron.
A Sith holocron.
Damn it.
Jedi holocrons are cubed. Sith holocrons are pyramidal. Mm-hmm. Like a D4.
They're trapezoids.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking it was something to get me the fuck out of here.
Dodecahedron. Maybe it is.
Well, no. A holocron can't teleport you out.
Never know.
This will kill me. So this is kind of epic. So I'll take
epic.
It. And I'll just jam it.
Right into your heart?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just go.
So if it doesn't kill me.
You're still not you.
I'm still not me. That's right.
Okay.
I've been in that position before.
You jam this thing into your chest. All the crawling creatures stop. And as Vex drops to the steps, the old man, because Karn, you're standing right there.
Yeah,
Vex,
baffled.
You start feeling this presence starting to engulf your mind, and the old body of the old man just as he crumbles.
Oh, dead bastard! Corpse is horrible.
You feel that you are yourself, but you've got this other consciousness in you now. Now you know all of this. You are aware of that, you know, you feel the presence of Inferis in you. You know that he has the ability to reverse the Infinity Gate and be able to destroy all the other gates all across the galaxy if he wishes. He has taken control of some ancient Kwa artifact. You know all of this. You know that the Rakata came here with an armada of ships to destroy this world because it was, they considered it a massive threat to their empire. You know that in the destruction of this world, the nebula formed around it. You know all of this.
Right.
You also know, you feel this surge of energy go through you. You know that you can destroy this whole planet if you wanted to. And you also know that all of your companions are now, their lives mean nothing. You have now come full circle. You also get the memories of Darth and Ferris when he approached the Kaminoans about making a clone of himself, intending on using it to pass on his lineage, all of this. And now you are at full health.
Are you kidding me?
I'm refreshed.
And you are the boss fight.
Dun, dun, dun.
I want to go home.
Our next episode will be released soon, so please subscribe. Properties used and or referenced during the production of this podcast are the exclusive rights of their respective owners. Openly Gamer Theater and Gamers Table are trademark properties of SideTangent Productions.